Josh.
Yes.
The Breakfast Club, bitches.
Who's Donkey of the Day today?
Yes, Donkey of the Day for Monday, November 9th goes to the good brother, Van Jones. Van Jones is a good human. Drop on the clues bombs for Van Jones. Okay. Van Jones has dedicated his life to prison and criminal justice reform. He is the CEO of Reform Alliance. He is one of the founders of the Dream Court Cut 50 program, which focused on bipartisan solutions to criminal justice reform issues. And he worked with the Trump administration to help pass the criminal justice reform bill known as the First Step Act. Okay, drop on the clues bombs with Van Jones again, all right? When it comes to prison and criminal justice reform, Van Jones does the work. And I'm glad he does the work, but that will not stop me from giving him the biggest hee-haw for not knowing the difference between Mary J. Blige, work that, and Beyonce, work it out. Okay, now this weekend, Joe Biden spoke after becoming president-elect, but before Joe Biden spoke, the person who I voted for, okay, the reason I even supported that ticket, the MVP, Madam Vice President Kamala Harris, spoke. Now, she came out to a song as she walks out to all the time. The hell's going on in Brooklyn, ye?
Sorry, I'm mute.
Now, Kamala walked out to a song that she walks out to all the time. Let's listen to the walkout so Shazam can identify the song.
Here she comes, Vice President-elect Kamala Harris.
Yes. That's right, Mary J. Blige worked that. Great record from one of our black musical icons, Mary J. Blige. Mary J. Blige is a one-on-one. All right, one of one. Okay, never in the history of life has a Mary J. Blige song been playing and a black person of a certain age says, who is that? Okay, Mary is in our DNA. She's in our soul. When you hear Mary J. Blige, you know it's Mary J. Blige. Okay, the one time ever in my life a black person to me said, who is that, was my daughter, who is 12. When she asked me that, she might have been like 8 or 9 because we play Mary J. Blige so much around the house. I was upset at first, but then I had to remind myself that she's only 9. Of course she doesn't know. And that's perfectly understandable. Okay, but I'll tell you who my now 12-year-old does know and has pretty much always known, and that's Beyonce. That's just how well-known Beyonce is, okay? 8 to 80, crippled, blind, and crazy. Everybody knows Beyonce. You know why? Because she's another black musical icon that just lives in here. I'm pointing to my heart right now. She's in our hearts, our minds, our souls. Beyonce is to black people what sweet potato pie is to black people. We all love sweet potato pie. And if you tell me you don't like sweet potato pie, we have to ask, what the hell's wrong with you? But the good brother Van Jones might be the type to mistake sweet potato pie for pumpkin pie, because the mistake he made this weekend on CNN is a mistake that should drop your black credit score significantly. Now, mistakes happen. We know this. But F all that. Certain mistakes we have to publicly shame people for, because we can't allow these kind of mistakes to happen, especially when Van Jones, a black man, is on CNN saying he needs to decode some of the stuff Kamala did for the base of the party, base being black people. Let's listen to Van Jones decode this for white America.
First of all, she walked out to Beyonce. Drop mic. Just the fact that there's somebody that'd be in the White House that can walk out authentically to Beyonce was amazing.
Pick the mic back up. Pick the mic back up and stop right there. Park the van. Okay, I have never in the history of life heard anyone mistake Mary J. Blige for Beyonce. Envy, you are a DJ. Have you ever heard somebody mistake Mary J. Blige for Beyonce?
Never.
Has anybody ever said, hey, could you play Beyonce Real Love?
No.
Huh? Could you play Mary J. Blige Single Lady? Has that ever happened?
No.
Okay, just making sure. Same way we would never mistake Ebony for Jet, or Good Times for the Jeffersons, Michael for Magic. See, these are the kind of mistakes that cause the black community to look at other black people sideways. Okay, you gotta ask, is Van Jones an agent of change or just simply an agent amongst us? Does Van know if he was an undercover cop and he said that in the hood, his cover would be blown? He's like the dude in Paid in Full running up on Ace asking him to do business, and Ace is like, what's up with your man? He act like the feds.
Hey, why your family act so nervous, man?
My people.
Act like the feds.
Act like the feds, Van. Okay, I'm giving this Van we Ubering in 1 star. Okay? 1 star for this ride. When you mistake Mary J. Blige and our Beyonce for anyone but Mary J. Blige and our Beyonce, you get 1 star. Now listen, Van did come back and correct his mistake. Let's listen.
Okay, it was Mary J. Blige, not Beyonce. Sorry, but the idea of that kind of a walk out. So I was awesome. People excited about that.
No. The damage has already been done. Once you make a mistake like that, you have to renew your black card. Okay, your black card is under review. Now, Van did come back and correct his mistake. All right, he came back and he acknowledged that it wasn't Beyonce, it was Mary J. Blige. But it's like, duh! Okay, everybody already knew that but you. Van, the caucasity of you to not only confuse Mary J. Blige for Beyonce, but to say that you are decoding things. Decoding things for white America? How are you going to decode things for white America when you haven't even cracked these codes yourself? Now, by Van Jones logic, Mary J. Blige is Blue Ivy's mama and Beyonce sang the Burger King's crispy chicken commercial. Okay, by Van Jones logic, Mary J. Blige was the lead singer of Destiny's Child and Beyonce came up on Uptown Records under Puff and Andre Harrell. I want to know who Van Jones thought Kamala Harris was Saturday night. Shirley Chisholm? Okay, now let the record show there is an interview with Van Jones and Busta Rhymes dropping online today. I believe, because I received a text from Van yesterday. Van Jones texted me yesterday, you know, telling me to check the interview out. And I replied, are you sure it's Busta Rhymes, Van? Okay? Van replied, it might be LL. Let me check. The moral of the story is, it was an honest, okay, mistake, but a mistake nonetheless. And it's only one way to fix this. The only way Van Jones can make up for this is next time he's on CNN, he has to confuse two white icons. I need him to mistake Elvis for Eminem immediately. Mistake Elton John for Sting. You really want to drive the CNN crowd crazy? Mistake the Beatles for New Kids on the Block, okay? If not, you know, if not, then for making such a blue-eyed, blonde-haired mistake, we have to call Van Jones Vanilla Jones for the rest of the week. That's the only thing that will make this better, okay? Please let Remy Ma give Van Jones, a.k.a. Vanilla Jones, the biggest hee-haw.
Hee-haw, hee-haw, you stupid motherfucker, are you dumb?
All right. Well, thank you, Joe, for that donkey of the day.
Who?
Now, oh, I'm sorry, I'm mistaking you for Joe.
Joe who? The singer?
Yeah.
Please. Negro, please.
DMX?
Negro, please.
Okay. Joe Biden.
Okay. We salute Van for all the work he does in the community.
Right, yeah, salute him though.
Wow.
We do. Okay. But we're gonna heat your ass up for this. Now you can't just be going around mistaking Beyonce for Mary J. Blige.
In fairness, I'm sure he was exhausted from
working. Don't care. It's just certain things you don't do, ye, as a black person.
All right,
Mary J. Blige or Beyonce? Come on now.
All right.
I can understand why you'd mistake me for Morris Chestnut.
I knew he was going to say that. I don't know.
I can understand that.
Why, no. What?
Strikingly handsome.
You know what? Let me go through the
Morris Chestnut just texted me. He said, yuck.
The brothers up here with bald heads. Jeezy.
New podcast on Black Effect iHeartRadio, the Recession Podcast. Jeezy launches today with first guest Tony Robbins, by the way.
Malik Yoba.
I rebuked that.
I can see Malik Yoba.
I see that a little bit too. Mm-mm. Yeah. Somebody asked me the other day, was like, yo, I seen you.
First of all, my lips are way more moisturized than Malik Yoba.
What?
Malik has historically ashy lips.
800.
Do I have historically ashy lips? Tell me the truth. I don't know.
Donkey of the Day is brought to you by the Law Office of Michael S. Lamonsoff. Don't be a donkey. Dial #250 on your cell and say the bull if you've been hurt in a construction accident. That's #250 from your cell and say the bull.